I've got a squad of city dwellers holed up in that bunker.
Watch that sniper!
Holding them back at the first gate.
Weapons depot, control your fire!
Destroy the city dwellers!
Down with Isis! Down with Freedon Nad!
Forward! Forward!
Commander Gobi, we're still taking heavy fire from the royal palace.
I don't care. That's where Auron Kira's last transmission originated. I want them out of there.
But what about those turbo lasers?
I'll take care of those. Just get going.
Yes, sir.
This is Commander Gully to Flight Leader Kurt.
Kurt here. Yes, Commander?
Pull your beast riders off the eastern wall and swing them around to the palace. Oh, that was close. Somebody lay some suppressing fire along that rooftop. I've got ground troops taking heavy fire up there.
Affirmative. We're on our way.
Gobi. And somebody get that sniper off that roof. Gobi. Auron. Auron, by the four moons, you're alive.
Alive and fighting, Gobi.
Where's your new bride?
She's safe with the alien Jedi, Tuck Danita. I came to help with the battle.
Well, you may be too late, Auron. We've taken half the city. I've got ground troops in the streets and six wings of beast riders making strafing runs over the city. The only thing I was worried about was trying to find you. Auron, the reign of the dark side is over.
Don't be too rash, Gobi. We can't defeat the dark side without those Jedi. And right now, I don't even know if they're dead or...
Alive, Kay. You look so pale. You've lost a lot of blood. And your arm.
Don't be... Oh, stupid, Ulic. I can live without my arm.
I've got a medikit here. This may hurt.
Oh! Good thing I can handle a lightsaber with my other hand. Where are we?
I didn't think you'd want to wait around for more of Queen Aminoa's dark side warriors. Here, bite down on this while I stop the blood flow.
Ugh! Ow!
Princess Golia showed me this room. It's some sort of old laboratory that used to belong to King Omen.
Laboratory? Looks more like a cybernetic shop. Bionic limbs, cannibalized droid parts. I'd say old King Omen dabbled in bioreconstruction.
That's very interesting, but I'm a little too worried about your arm to care.
Well, if that thing in the corner is what I think it is, I'm getting myself a better fighting arm.
What are you doing? There's a war going on outside, and I'm trying to keep you from bleeding to death. This is no time to start fixing antique droids.
This is an old XT-6 model, Ulic. Their appendages make great prosthetics. Are the others safe?
Tat Danita is taking Golia to the Nebulan Ranger. Auron Kira has joined the battle.
What about the Queen?
I don't know where she is, and it worries me.
Here, I reached the tomb. Those cursed Jedi will never find me here. Buried in the depths of the palace, with the tomb of Freedon Nad. Freedon Nad, for years I worshipped your name. For a lifetime I served the memory of your dark power. Now, in the name of my husband, King Omen, in the name of his ancestor, Freedon Nad, I call down the power of the dark side upon these foes.
Auron Kira, we have a prisoner.
Excellent, Gobi. Bring him up here. I'm using this captured sensor tower as a headquarters. Computer.
Computer on.
Activate sensor array. Scan this sector for all inbound starships. I want to know about any battleships the Queen may have waiting to attack.
Working.
Here's our prize, Auron. A member of the Queen's entourage. On your knees, Darksider.
No Onderonian ships located.
What is your name, city dweller?
I am called Navarre, and it is you who should be on your knees, beast rider.
Warning, one off-world ship detected. Planet of origin, Arcania.
Me on my knees? Why? When I have control of the city.
You can have the city. We have the power of the dark side.
What is that?
Some kind of darkness settling over the city.
Gobi, what?
Pain! 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 Can't stand it!
Computer, identify disturbance.
Wave force, energy type unknown. Anomalous power surges detected. Corollary information. Approaching off-world ship unaffected by power surge.
Princess Galia, this way. The Nebulon Ranger is just ahead.
I see it, Todd Tenito.
Once we reach the ship, we'll...
Ah!
Todd!
Ah!
What's the matter?
Ah!
Momentary pain. It's gone now. I'm all right, Princess.
What was it?
I don't know. A dark shadow has fallen. It caught me off guard. Everything's all right now.
No, it's not. Look!
The Beast Rider's army. They've gone mad.
By the four moons, it's begun affecting everyone.
Oh, my eyes! My eyes!
Get it off me! Get it off me!
Whatever this force is, it's some kind of madness infecting all my troops.
It is the magic of the Sith, Orun Kira. A power you cannot fight.
Your queen's petty magic cannot...
Cannot what, Beast Rider? Cannot harm you?
The battle is lost. Lost. Your strength is gone. Your will is gone. Your life is pain. Surrender.
No! Voices in my head!
The voices speak the truth, Beast Rider. The battle is lost. Your people are doomed.
Lost! Doomed!
Come outside with me, Orun Kira, and watch your people die.
Proximity alert. Off-world starship has reached city limits.
View screen on. Give me a visual on the battle. By all the Jedi.
Fall back! Fall back!
Our beasts have gone mad! They're out of control!
The city dwellers are on the attack! We're being ground up like gravel maggots! Look out!
Block 3 to Block 6. We've retaken the northern wall.
Affirmative, Block 3. That'll teach those Beast Riders to defy the dark side. We've got an armored company moving in to support you.
We surrender. We surrender. Just stop the pain.
You should know by now, Beast Rider. The followers of Frieden Nadd have no mercy.
Do you see, Orun Kira?
Lost. We've lost.
We have the dark side power of Frieden Nadd on our side. Your Beast Riders mean nothing. And now it's time
for you to feel the edge of my knife.
By the Force, I could not let that happen. I had trained my three Jedi to prevent this violence. So many deaths, so much hatred. It was time I intervened.
Voices paralyzing.
This is the last battle for you, Orun Kira. The power is with the city.
Every soldier knows that war is more than arms and armor. Every warrior carries an image of impending victory in his heart.
Don't move now. One quick stroke of my knife, and all your worries will be ended.
When the image shatters, to be replaced by defeat, he is beaten.
Lost. The battle is...
But sometimes, a warrior receives assistance from an unexpected source, an inrush of light blasting away his fear and despair.
Now, Orun Kira,
releasing new inner strength.
You die.
No.
What? You still resist?
Yes. A war is much more than arms and armor.
Yes!
To the last! Half of every conflict is the will to win. We are Jedi. We must recognize that the will to win and the power of war are given sometimes by the dark side.
No!
And sometimes, as dawn throws back the night, victory is given by the light.
Never, Ulic, should you underestimate the power of the Force to inspire others.
So it was you, Master Arca. You used the Force to influence the battle.
Yes.
I felt it. I, Auron Kira, felt a knife at my throat. I could not move. And then, suddenly, strength flowed through me. I thought it was my own courage.
It was, Auron Kira. I merely used the Force to awaken what was already in you.
Master Arca, I watched the battle.
One minute, the Beast Riders were defeated. The next minute, they were unstoppable.
And you, Kay, my son, your arm is gone. Have you already begun to throw your flesh away in your hunger for the greater light?
My arm, gone. Yes, Master. But I've got another. This droid arm will serve me well once I've adapted it.
Kay's wound is my fault, Master Arca.
Ulic, I made you my charge, man, and you have utterly failed the test I gave you.
But Master Arca, we did everything we could.
So you did. But the dark side is at work here. You should have sensed it the moment you arrived.
I guess I was too eager.
As for this great war you have launched, the way to win it was the way I won it. I used the Jedi technique of battle meditation, influencing the battle's outcome.
I'm sorry.
You rely too much on your strong arms and brave spirit. Do not forget the Force. By visualizing the desired results of a battle, a Jedi influences the field of Force that surrounds all events. Now, come with me. We still must find Queen Amanoa and the source of all this trouble.
Frida, Nat, protect me. The dark side will come to me. Frida, Nat, protect me. The dark side will come to me.
Are you sure you know where you're taking us, Galia?
I can't be sure. These catacombs under the city extend for miles. Many people have wandered down here and been lost forever.
Why would anyone come down here in the first place?
Treasure seekers? Worshippers of the dark side?
They say the tomb of the dark Jedi, Freedon Nad, is hidden down here. But that's just a myth.
Like most myths, it leads to the truth. Behold.
No! Mother!
Queen Amanoa, why is she kneeling before that stone coffin?
Master Arca, is that...
Yes, Ulic. The tomb of the dark side master, Freedon Nad.
Defilers! You do not belong here!
I feel the dark side here. It's so powerful.
Dark forces linger around this old sarcophagus, Ulic. But my light is stronger.
No! No! The light! The light! No!
Mother! Master Arca, you killed her!
Galia.
I don't care how evil she was. She was my mother. I loved her.
I did not kill her. The dark power that supported her has fled. Let us have a look at the remains of Freedon Nad.
But that stone coffin is far too heavy to lift.
Size means nothing to the Force, Ulic. Behold the Dark Jedi.
Even after 4 centuries, those brittle bones, that Death's Head grin.
He looks so evil.
Fridon Nadd was seduced by the dark side. He apprenticed himself to a dark lord of the Sith. After his death, his tomb became a focus of dark side energy, and so his power passed from generation to generation. All your ancestors belong to the dark side, Galea. But that is over. The shadow has been broken. You are free.
Hey, Kay! Come on, brother! Princess Galea and Orin Kira are about to be crowned king and queen of Iziz. You want to miss the fun?
Be right there, Ulic. I've almost got this new arm working.
Ulic?
Master Arca, what is it?
Don't be too quick to celebrate. Our battle with the dark side is far from over.
But the queen? The sarcophagus? I thought we won.
The battle, yes. But the war goes on. Fridon Nadd still has a great following in this city. His cult may still cause trouble. There are even rumors that Princess Galea's father, King Omen, is still alive somewhere on the planet.
King Omen?
I'll need you and your brother Kay and Tot Danita to stay on here for a while.
Well, I'm ready.
Kay, that mechanical arm actually suits you.
Anyone for arm wrestling?
Well done, Kay. We'll need your arm and your spirit in the weeks ahead, but I'm afraid we'll need even more.
What do you mean?
I'm thinking of calling on other Jedi for help. Master Thon is the watchman for the Stennis system. He may be able to send someone to help us with this dark side threat.
Master Arca, Fridon Nadd was a Jedi. How can a Jedi trained in the ways of the light fall victim to the dark side?
It has happened more than once. Fortunately, it does not happen often. Ulic, my son, pray that it never happens to you.
Why does this always happen to me?
What's wrong, Nomi?
Oh, Ander, I just spilled bloom fruit juice all over my new blouse.
Oh, don't worry, Nomi. I'll buy you a new blouse when we reach the spaceport.
Can I have something too, Daddy?
And what do you want, little Vima?
I want a big stuffed animal.
What kind?
A bantha cub.
Oh, well, okay then.
Ander, we shouldn't be promising things we can't afford.
Come on, Nomi. Being a Jedi warrior may not be the most profitable job in the galaxy, but we can afford to splurge now and then. Besides, where we're going, we won't need much money.
Who is this Master Thon, anyway?
A Jedi Master who watches over the Stennis star system.
Master Ander!
He's going to be my next teacher.
Master Ander!
Hello, 3D. What is it?
I was right about the hyperdrive. It was a burnt-out iron exciter. Once it's replaced, the Lightside Explorer will be ready to depart.
Thanks, 3D. There's a spare in the tool crib. When you're finished, you can help me load the supplies.
Very well, sir. I knew that magnetic storm we jumped through would damage the exciter. Master Ander takes far too many chances.
Ander, is this Master Thon a nice Jedi Master?
I don't know, Nomi. But I'm sure he'll appreciate these.
Oh, they're beautiful. What are they?
They're Adagan crystals. Precious and hard to find. Jedi use them to make the best lightsabers.
I can feel the crystal's power, Ander. So can little Vima.
The Force is strong in you, Nomi. You could be a Jedi.
You know I'm too timid. But our daughter will be a great Jedi someday, with you as her teacher.
Master Ander! The ship is ready for departure.
No question about it. After Master Thon instructs me in the higher levels of the Jedi way, I look forward to teaching my daughter. But mark my words. First, I will help you become a Jedi, Nomi Sunrider.
The hyperdrive tells me it's ready for the jump, Master Ander.
Okay, 3D. Just let me locate the jump beacon. There. It's just ahead. I know hyperspace travel's been around a long time, but these jump beacons never cease to amaze me.
It's taken almost 20,000 years to accurately chart the hyperspace lanes, Master Ander. Without these jump beacons to guide us, faster-than-light travel would be too risky.
But with the detailed star charts and the new navigational computers they're developing, these jump beacons will become obsolete within a generation. Every ship will be able to chart its own course.
Approaching the jump gate, Master Ander.
Cutting sublight engines. Engaging hyperdrive. Now!
Stennis Spaceport to incoming vessel. We are not receiving your telesponder signal. Please identify.
This is Seital Keto aboard the royal yacht Krath Enchanter, inbound from the Empress Teta star system.
Acknowledged, Krath Enchanter. Please state your cargo and destination.
This is a pleasure ship, Stennis Space Station. We have no cargo, and we're here to refuel. Our final destination is the Republic capital on Coruscant.
Acknowledged, Krath Enchanter. You are cleared to land at Docking Bay 4.
Nothing interesting on the eavesdropping equipment. Just some kids on a joyride. Anything on the tracking screen, Quanto?
Hey, what about that ship, Gutub? Let's hijack that one.
Which one? There's about a dozen cruisers showing up on our screen.
That one, heading for Docking Bay 6. The sensors say she's carrying 6 tons of spice out of Kessel.
Nah, Docking Bay 6 is all the way to the other side of the spaceport. We'd never get there in time.
All right. Hey, there's one! Just coming out of hyperspace!
Nah, the scanner's not picking up anything valuable on board. Oh, wait a minute. Very interesting.
Yeah? What is it, Gutub?
Yeah. All right. The mooks on that ship are carrying Adagan crystals. We better tell the boss.
Adagan crystals? Oh, boy, Gutub. Adagan crystals? Oh, never thought I'd ever see any, Hey, Gutub.
Yeah?
What are Adagan crystals?
Adagan crystals? Where?
Right here, boss. On board the space station. Some guy just docked his ship. Looks like a Jedi. He's carrying a lightsaber anyway. With his wife and kid. I got Quanto tailing them now.
Adagan crystals! I have a client who'll pay me a grand sum for those pretties.
Boss, you want I should.
Get them, Gunnum! And Boga the Hutt will reward you. But be careful, he's a Jedi.
Don't worry, boss. I got Quanto and Wreck with me. Besides, my little pet Gormworm Scritch and I have faced a couple of Jedi in our time. Ain't we, Scritch? And we learned a thing or two.
Welcome to the Stennis Spaceport. Docking facilities are located on levels 23, 24, and 25. Food troughs are located on levels 50 through 53. Brothels are located on levels 54 through 1,000.
Stay close to me, Nomi. This place is awfully crowded.
Don't worry.
Psst. Hey, pal. How about some Norvanian grog?
No, thank you.
I got 6 cases for sale cheap.
No, thanks.
Excuse me.
Oh, pardon me.
I'll take that.
Huh?
The coin purse you just tried to steal.
That's my pouch.
It must have just fallen into my hands.
You're a pickpocket.
Get out of here before I call the authorities.
Sure thing.
Look at all the funny-looking people, Mama.
Keep your voice down, Vima. Just because a man has 3 arms and a purple feather growing out of his head doesn't mean he's funny-looking.
This spaceport serves the Stennis system. It's right on the mining frontier. The scum of the galaxy pass through this station on their way to stealing mining rights from the Nessies.
Nessies?
That's what pirates call the locals of the Stennis system, Nessies.
Pirates?
Sure, most of the people here are pirates.
Master Rander! Master Rander!
Oh, good. Here comes 3D with lunch. Little Vima is famished.
Let's eat quickly. I'm eager to finish our journey and meet Master Thawn.
Oh, I'm so glad I found you in this crowd. I hope the child finds this food edible, Mistress Nomi. No one would tell me what was in it.
Ooh!
Oh, my! You made me drop my tray.
Hey, watch where you're going, droid.
Yeah, watch it, droid!
Really? There was no need for that, sir. My senses tell me that you and your multi-limbed companion purposely deviated from your path.
You accusing me of something, droid? Blast him, Quanto! Space junk shouldn't talk back to flesh and blood!
Ander, I think those men are...
Let go of that droid. He didn't do anything to you.
Oh, yeah? Says who?
That's it, Quanto. Just keep him busy a little longer. Scritch, time to load up your poison sacks.
I said let go of that droid. And put down the blaster or I'll cut you in half.
Master Rander, behind you.
Get him, Scritch! Got him! Right on the neck!
Rander!
Daddy!
Get it off! It's biting me! Nomi! Help me!
Ander! Ander! He's dead! You killed my husband!
Tisk, tisk. That's the thing about them Jedi. Gotta keep their attention on so many different targets. One little slip and pfft, it's all over. What a shame. Now hand over those Adagan crystals. Then you can give them a decent burial in space.
Don't touch me. Leave me alone.
Get up. If you give us the crystals, maybe our boss Bagga the Hutt won't make you a slave on his sail barge.
Nomi.
What's that light rising from Ander's body?
What are you talking about, lady?
Nomi, it's me.
A figure of light. Ander?
Hey, Gunnab! I don't think all her gyros are spinning. She's talking to nobody.
Mama, is that Daddy? He looks so shiny.
Vima sees him too.
Don't weep for me, Nomi. This is not the time for tears.
But I just saw you die.
Take my lightsaber. Protect yourself.
But I'm not a Jedi, Ander.
The Force is with you.
Gee, Gunnab, she's still talking to the air. This is getting weird. Maybe we better jump out of here.
No way, Wreck. Not without them crystals. Quanto, get them from her.
All right, lady. You heard, Gunnab. Hand over the crystals.
Feel the Force, Nomi. Let it flow into your arms. Take up the lightsaber.
I feel it, Ander.
Okay, lady. Put the saber down nice and slow, and we won't hurt you or your little girl.
Stay back.
Look at the way she's holding that lightsaber, Gunnab. Think maybe she's a Jedi, too?
Jedi or not, she's dead like her Jedi husband if she don't give over the crystals.
She's no Jedi. Come on, lady. You got 3 milliseconds to drop the fancy toothpick, or you and the little kid are bantha fodder.
I'm warning you.
One?
I'll hurt you.
Two?
All right, then.
Three. Ow!
Hey, she halved Quanto.
You'll pay for that, witch!
Oh, no.
I said leave me alone!
One-on-one, I don't think I like the odds. Come on, Scritch, we're out of here!
Crawl back to your dark side, pit scum, and tell your hut master I'll do the same to him!
Mistress Nomi!
Oh, what have I done?
You saved us, ma'am. You were marvelous.
Mama?
Marvelous? I killed those men.
Indeed. And may I suggest that we return to the ship and leave this place at once?
You what?
We failed, boss. We didn't get the crystals.
I do not tolerate failure, Gunnub.
We killed the Jedi, all right. But then this meek little woman suddenly jumps up and does in Quanto and Wreck like they was nothing. Who knew?
Perhaps I should feed you to my pet, Catriss.
What's that, boss?
Oh, I collected her from a curious lake on a nearby planet. She's my little pet.
She ain't so little.
Indeed. I believe this dragon could swallow you in one gulp, Gunnub. Which is just what she'll do if I don't get those crystals.
No problem, boss. I'm tracking her ship right now. You want I should take a team after her?
No, Gunnub. Prepare my private ship. I want to supervise this personally.
Okay, Bhima. You're all buckled in.
But where's Daddy, Mama?
He's not coming with us, little Jem. Is the ship ready, 3D?
Ready, ma'am. But we have no course plotted.
I think we should go where Ander wanted, to see Master Thawne.
Very well, but I'm afraid Master Ander never plotted that course into the navicomputer. He said he was just going by, feel.
Then we'll have to do the same. I don't quite understand the Force yet, but I feel it. Maybe it'll guide us.
Very well, Mistress Nomi. Where shall I,
That way. Just head out there, into the stars.